question for you from a single mom. Okay. See how you take this. I'm a single mom of two, 6 and an 8-year-old. I have been dating a boyfriend for 1.5 years, and he finally opened up to me that he thinks I have great kids, but doesn't enjoy spending time with them.
Ooh.
He's great with them and does things with us out of love for me.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to move in together until he told me this. I'm glad he told me, but now I'm hesitant. Is this normal? If we continue, is this relationship bound for failure?
Hesitant? Dump him. That's over.
That's over.
That should be a deal breaker. That is the biggest deal breaker. That's a bigger deal breaker than anything in the whole wide world ever. Those are your kids. Mm-hmm. They're going to be around. If he doesn't like spending time with them, they're going to be there. Do you know what I mean? It's like saying you don't like kids. No, that's a deal breaker. That is over. Sorry you found a guy that is not really all that into your kids. But okay, so my dad is actually my stepfather. And before my mom, he was married 2 other times. So he got married. Yes, he got married really? Young. Yeah, he got married young. And he had a baby with that woman. And mm-hmm. that's my stepbrother. Then he married another woman who did not like my stepbrother. And he was young then. And he was living between my stepdad's house and his mother's house. So whenever he was at their house, she was like, and this was his wife. Like, he ended up marrying this girl, this woman. She was not into the kid at all. And finally, he was like, how could I be with somebody that doesn't like my kid? So that was it. He dumped her. He divorced her. They weren't married all that long. I think maybe like not even a year
mm-hmm.
because he knew that she wasn't really into, she faked it enough. But by the time they got married, she was like, yeah, I don't want him here. Yeah, he can't stay here. If he stays here, I'm leaving. So finally he was like, nope, bye. And luckily divorced her. And then he met my mom and, you know, and he was stuck with me. So mm-hmm. my mother, you know, was happy.
Yeah. I don't know if you have 2 kids, 6 and 8, and you find a guy that will be serious with you for almost 2 years, I think you move the guy in. I think you give it a shot because, man, raising somebody else's kid, 2 of them at 6 and 8, I mean, I'm sorry. Nope,
that's a deal breaker. That relationship is not going to work. Not going to work. I got another story. I have a friend, got married. He and the wife, he said to her initially, like, if you need to have kids, I'll do that, but I'm not looking to have children. And if we have children, you're taking care of them. I'm not changing a diaper. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll hire a nanny for you. I'll spend all my money for a nanny, but I'm not, you know. So she gets pregnant, and not even with in vitro, not even with any help, just the old-fashioned way, gets pregnant, has triplets. Okay. And he kept his word. He'd never changed a diaper, you know, and she was like, she knew that she was going to have a husband that was going to have kids with her. But he said right up front, I'm not into changing. I'll spend time with the kids. They'll be my kids and all that stuff. But I'm not doing the diaper change, spit up, like not doing any of that stuff. No. So she chose to have kids with him. So this guy is, and they ended up getting divorced. What a shock. But so this guy is saying to her right up front, I don't want to spend time with your children.
But he's trying. He is spending time with her kids to make her happy. But I mean, that's different. Taking them to the park is different than living in the same house with them.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And then what if their relationship goes a little sour? Then what? He's not going to try with the kids anymore? He's going to ignore them in his own house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, but if you find a guy that is going to give it a shot and be with you, that's a better man than me, because there's no
way. I disagree. There's plenty of guys out there that also have kids.
There's plenty of women out there without kids.
No, but there's plenty of guys out there with kids mm-hmm. who want to be with somebody who has kids. So we can all raise our kids together. You know, it's easier like that. The kids can be siblings and be raised together. There's other fish in her sea.
Right.
That sounds like a total loser. All right, so I have a question for you. Is this genius or is this a total dick move? Okay, ready?
Yep.
All right, so, you know, text messages.
dick move.
People are into texting. People do not like to spend time on the phone. You know, there's all these like jokes about like, I heard this ringing, I didn't know what it was, and it was my phone. Who the hell's calling me? Like, somebody better be dead. Like, people just really hate to talk on the phone. So there's a trick to ending the call without having to come up with an excuse. Okay. So if someone calls you or catches you on the phone, you feel like you have to answer, but you're like, oh, I don't want to be on the phone. There's something you can do without having to be like, the house on fire, gotta go, or my dog just died, gotta go. All you have to do is turn your phone on airplane mode during the call. And by switching to airplane mode, the call is going to drop. But rather than seeing call ended, the person you're talking with is going to see call failed. So they're going to think that the network dropped the call, or you're in an elevator, or you're in a time machine, or something like that, that you didn't intentionally drop the call.
Oh, that is brilliant. So doing that to you. There's only one person I talk to on the phone.
But when I see call failed, I'm going to know you did that to me, and then I'm going to text you. I'm going to text you obsessively.
Damn it.
Now you're setting yourself up for, like, you know, this text chain that's going to come from me forever.
No, and I don't know, when we were on the air 10 years ago, and I was the one saying, I hate text message. Mm-hmm. Don't text me. Call me. Right. It takes 2 seconds. And now if I see the phone ring, I hate it.
Right.
Can't stand it.
Right. So now you can just put an airplane mode, or it'll say call failed. I don't know. I feel like, I guess it depends on who's calling you. I mean, I do have certain friends that are chatty, you know, and once I get on with them, there's just no stopping them. And there's always a point that I'm like, oh, how do I end this call? That's a good answer. Because there's some people you just, even if you say, hey, I'm going to let you go, but wait, one more thing. I just wanted to ask you. There's always one more thing, you know, so you're always stuck on the phone. So I think before you get to, wait, one more thing, I think that's when you use it. But I have no problem. If I see somebody calling, I just send a voicemail.
Now, I think you're the worst, because you can be on the phone with somebody for 2-3 hours at a time. And I've actually thought to myself, how the hell is her battery still going?
Well, no, but that's different, because my two best friends live in Los Angeles.
Well, I know that, but you stay on the phone with 2-3 hours. I don't know how your battery goes that long. I really don't. You won't stop. And you'll get off the phone with one and then start talking to the other one. And that's another 3 hours. And then your boyfriend would have to call. Then you got to talk to him for an hour. It's like, isn't her phone dead by now? I don't understand how it's still going.
Well, you and I were living on Long Island, so I was not living with my boyfriend. So I had to tell him like every bit of my day. He's the kind of boyfriend that's like, what'd you have for lunch? Like, he wants to know everything. Mm-hmm. I got to tell him what I had for lunch, where I went, what I did, who I saw.
That's a 2-hour conversation after you just got off the phone with James, who is a 3-hour conversation.
That's right. Well, these are my best friends. And my best friends, they have to, I'm telling you, we have a lot of gossip to catch up on. We have a lot of people to dish
since
on.
Yesterday? Like,
there's a lot.
Since yesterday?
Well, yeah, because a lot of this, like, James and I, we always talk about celebrity stuff. So some new breaking celebrity, like today is a good example. So I was walking home from seeing my mom, and it's like a 45-minute walk. It was a beautiful day. And I was listening to a book. Mm-hmm. So that counts for reading. And the phone rang, and it was James. And I was like, screw it, I'm taking it. What's gossip has he got now? And he was livid about that Adam Levine Instagram thing today, where Adam Levine put on a sundress. You know how he's got the gorgeous model wife, Bahati mm-hmm. Prinsloo, and they have two little girls. So Bahati was wearing a dress, and one of the girls had the same dress, so they were twinning. So he wore a dress the same as the other little girl, so they were twinning. And he posted, says all four of them from behind in their sundresses, mm-hmm. and he wrote, girls just want to have fun. And for some reason, the internet blew up like Adam Levine in a dress. But it's like, no. First of all, Harry Styles has been doing this since the beginning of his career. Like, nice try. I mean, it was cute. It was like, you know, it's like that girl dad thing. But we were just so James and I had to rip that apart. So it took us like we spent a lot of time ripping it apart. And
I just want to know,
did he discussing it
order four dresses when he got that? I mean, he just happened to have a dress that looked like that that fit him just hanging around the house.
I think, well, he and his wife are about the same size. You know,
he is about 120 pounds.
I've interviewed Adam Levine in person. He's as skinny as my arm, like right. His whole body. He has one leg the size of my arm, you know. He's like one of those, like, skinny. So I think my guess is that Bahati probably has two adult dresses and two kid dresses so she can match with kids at different times. Yeah, so he probably wore one of her dresses, or maybe she thought it'd be funny to buy like the same dress in a larger size, whatever. But it was like this impulsive thing that he did. Yeah, right. To show like, you know.
Yeah, when you got money, you can buy a size 2 and buy a size 6 for after Thanksgiving.
Right, exactly. Buy everything in several sizes so that you're ready, you know.
But he walks into the closet and says, I'm going to put this on, and she's fine with that.
Yeah, but it was like, it was no big deal. Yet everybody's making the biggest deal about it. And it's like, it's just not, I don't know. I'm bored by him. I just am.
No, when you're a dad of girls, you're always going to be wearing mascara. You're always going to have your fingers. I would see guys with their fingers like painted pink and, you know, really horribly done. And I'm like, yeah, your kid did that.
Yeah. You right. Know, well, so. there's all those TikToks and Instagram videos of like all the, you know, the what they call girl dads, which I guess is now an offensive term, by the way. But all these girl dads that have done stuff like, you know, they had their hair done. And remember that one dad that did the cheerleading thing with his daughter? They were like doing cheers together. Right.
He knew it that well.
And he knew it that well. And that went viral. And that was adorable. So, yeah, I mean, look, dad power. I love it. Like, the dads and daughters have a very special relationship. It just felt very, it didn't feel very genuine. Like, I think he loves his kids. I don't mean that.
Mm.
It just felt like it was about him.
Mm. Now, when you put a dress on for your kids, that's about them. I don't think that's about
not
you.
If you put, not if you post it on Instagram.
Oh, well, there is that point.
That's what I'm saying. You put a dress on with your kid, that's about your kid. That's to be funny. Yeah. And that's, you take pictures that you guys have. Once you post it on your Instagram, that is no longer about your child. That is now about you drawing attention to yourself. Oh, do you have a new album coming out?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I called BS on it.
Lion King Kitty said it's cute.
Oh, it's definitely cute. I'm not saying it isn't cute. I'm so cynical when it comes to celebrities. When they post stuff on their Instagram, I'm always like, now what do they want from me?
Mm.
You know, now what are they looking for?
I'm just jealous because I always wanted to wear a dress, because then you get the everything just flapping away and in the wind and all that. That'd be great.
No one's stopping you. Put a skirt on. Put a dress on.
Me in a skirt? I don't think so.
Well,
you know. Just any guy. I think that would be great. When you see those guys, the Scottish guys with the kilt,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how great is that?
Yeah. I love it.
That should be a fashion that really, you know, Old Navy has. Kilts. Love that.
Well, like I said, you as a man, you're welcome to go buy a skirt. You can get skirts in all different sizes. You can certainly find something to wear. Like, a, you know, some sort of dress.
You don't want
to
see that.
I don't want to see it, but I'm just, it's super comfortable, especially in the summer weather. You know what? How about this? You might want to buy yourself a skirt or a sundress just to wear in your backyard where no one can see you.
Mm.
Don't post it on Instagram. Don't make it about, you know, look at me in a dress.
Kids will take
just
a photo.
Just go for it. Buy yourself a sundress and wear it. You're in South Carolina. Once the summer comes, you're going to thank me.
It was 95 degrees today.
Get yourself a sundress.
No, not going to happen.